Hello, everybody. There we go. First time it wasn't actually recording anything. This is Chris A. Moody, and this is Chris A. Moody Talks during the Dog Days of Quarantine extended version. This is episode number 22 for April 29th, 2020. We are almost at the end of April. Can you believe it? Recap of the day. We ended up having two migraines today. Fortunately, they were after work. Well, one of them was during my quote-unquote development time, which is at least an hour I don't have to worry about interfacing with customers, and it's the last hour of my day, usually on Wednesdays. They sometimes move it around, but usually it's at the end of the day on Wednesdays. So that is a plus. I did some more work on my game today during my development time. Picture will be in the show notes, I hope, if I remember to put it there. Other thing to talk about, which just kind of fall under stories for, or what did I call it? This is Tales from the Tech Side. Today ran into an interesting issue which I hadn't seen before, and it must be kind of new to WordPress. If you tell WordPress that you want to have, or no, not WordPress, if you tell Apache you want a certain directory to be protected so that you have to put in a username and password in order to get to the site or get to a specific page, it seems newer versions of WordPress will not allow you to modify PHP files via its internal interface, which you probably really shouldn't be doing anyways. But I was rather surprised that it now actually prevents you. It claims that there was an error that occurred. While it will let you edit CSS files, but it won't allow you to edit PHPs. I'm assuming that is a new technic that's a new security thing that they have added. Older versions, even like 4.7, allows you to do it just fine. Had a customer wondering why they couldn't edit PHP files from within WordPress, and well, that wound up being the issue. Yeah, I'm not sure what else to talk about. If you're interested, fortunately, the migraines I have, my mom used to have the really bad migraines that made her just want to like curl up into a little ball and die. Fortunately, I have what are called silent migraines, which basically they just take away from my vision. If I catch it early enough, it'll just take a portion of my vision away for a little bit. Starts off looking like floaters that will start flashing, and if I let it go far enough, it will actually make it so I can't. It seemed to me I'm seeing out of just one eye, which that gets really confusing, especially if I'm still working. When I first started getting these, that's what would happen. Fortunately, now I can tell what's. I've noticed the signs more. Still don't really know what triggers them. Eventually, I'm going to go see an ophthalmologist. The first time, my first appointment was postponed because he had to do an emergency eye surgery. Second appointment was postponed thanks to Corona. So maybe third time will be the charm. We'll see. Anyways, it's still not far a ways away now. Anyways, I know this isn't as long as yesterday's, but not really sure what else to talk about. So I'm just gonna leave it here. You all have a good one, and do remember, I'm still wanting to know, dragons, good or bad?